ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أحسنوا في عقب غيركم تحفظوا في عقبكم.
Imam Ali stated, "Do good with the bereaved ones of others, so that good is done to your bereaved ones as well." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, one of the interesting and profound lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is to think about the future and to be very careful about the future. Now, of course, we find in the historical texts and the books of traditions that Imam Ali alayhi salam pondered and thought about the instability and the tumultuous future, and this made him cry ceaselessly. Now here, when thinking about the tumultuous future, it doesn't mean worldly and livelihood means. It doesn't mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam was worried about where his rizq, his sustenance, was going to come from. He wasn't worried about, you know, what would happen to his job in the future. No. Here, when we're talking about the future and the tumultuousness, the instability of the future, here we are talking about, and Imam Ali is telling us, the future of remaining upon the true path. It is the future of protecting ourselves from sins. It is the future of potential disobedience to Almighty Allah. Now, of course, you know, we don't think about these things in general, to be honest. When we think about the future, we think about, you know, the bills we have to pay, the investments we need to make, how much money we're going to leave our children, what is going to happen to our jobs, what's going to happen to our house payments, our car payments, our bills, what are we going to do with life? I mean, there's millions and millions of things that we think about when it comes to the future, and we might even cry about them. But no, Imam Ali tells us that these things, first of all, are not so valuable that we should cry over them and weep over them and worry about them. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, will take care of our sustenance if we work hard and we try hard. But here, what we're thinking about is a future of our religion. Will we remain on this path? Will we remain steadfast upon Islam? Despite the trials and the hardships, will we waver or will we be determined to continue the path of Allah? And what of our sins, the sins which we have committed in our lives, unfortunately, whether they were knowingly or unknowingly, voluntarily or involuntarily, how will we answer Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, when He asks us about these sins? And so when we realize that there is such a heavy burden upon our shoulders, surely one begins to cry. But after this crying, after this regret, we must always remember to ask for forgiveness. And surely, if we try our best, Allah, the most oft and the most quick to forgive, will surely forgive us. Beautiful lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي موسيقى
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله سبحانه وتعالى in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says إن الله اصطفى verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham and then Imran Alal Alameen, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. There is a very famous scholar of Quran by the name of Al-Jassas. He's a Sunni scholar and his book is known as Ahkam al-Quran. He deals with the verses of the Quran on the religious laws. And when it comes to this verse in chapter 4, verse number 43, about this prohibition of people from, you know, going into the mosque in the state of impurity, then he talks about this exception to the rule. And he says that this is a unique honor accorded to Ali by the Prophet. And he talks about it and he says, you know, nobody was allowed to go into the mosque of the Prophet in that state. Illa Ali bin Abi Talib. And then he talks about it and he says, you know, one of the narrators says that, well, there was no choice for Ali because his house was such that the door opened inside. And so Al-Jassas makes a comment. He says, this fellow didn't know that there are many other houses whose doors were opening inside and they were told to close their doors. And so this is not just an, you know, coincidence. Or, you know, it was there from before, therefore he was allowed to go through the mosque. No. He says this is actually al-khususiyya. This is an honor exclusively for Ali. Min dun ghayri. No one else was part of this from the companions of the Prophet. And then he gives an example. He says just as if you look at the Muslim martyrs in the battle of Uhud in Tabuk. He says there were many Muslims who lost their lives and they are highly honored and respected by Almighty God for sacrificing their life for the cause of Islam. But when it came to Ja'far, the brother of Ali, you know, who was also killed in that battle, God actually gave him two wings that he can fly with the angels in the paradise. So he says just as that distinction was given to Ja'far after his martyrdom, this is a distinction unique given to Ali during his own lifetime.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.